AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says one of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot near the White House yesterday has died. The alleged shooter has been identified as an Afghan national who had worked with the CIA in his native country. Trump says it reinforces his view on the need for stricter border and immigration policies.
This atrocity reminds us that we have no greater national security priority than ensuring that we have full control over the people that enter and remain in our country. For the most part, we don't want them.
The 29-year-old suspect entered the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome. Then-President Joe Biden said the U.S. owed it to those who opposed the Taliban to provide a safe haven. Critics argued the resettlement process was poorly planned. In Hong Kong, at least 94 people now confirmed dead after firefighters battled burning apartment towers for a second day. UPS says its fleet of planes grounded after a deadly crash is expected to miss the peak holiday season. Snow piling up in the Great Lakes region, Marquette, Michigan has gotten more than 15 inches. One location in Wisconsin reported 33. And Lisa Dwyer has one city's novel approach to making housing more affordable.
As rising rents and housing prices have squeezed households nationwide, cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices, as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. That's about 20% of the city's workforce. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Charles de Ledesma has the story of a woman in Thailand found alive in a coffin after being brought in for cremation.
A Buddhist temple near Bangkok posted a video on its Facebook page showing a woman lying in a white coffin in the back of a pickup truck, slightly moving her arms and head, leaving temple staff bewildered. Temple manager Parat Sudthup tells the AP the 65-year-old woman's brother had driven her to the temple to be cremated. He soon heard a faint knock coming from the coffin. I was a bit surprised, so I asked him to open the coffin, and everyone was startled. I saw her then open her eyes slightly. She must have been knocking for some time. The brother said his sister had been bedridden for about 2 years, and she became unresponsive, appearing to stop breathing. The abbot of the temple says he will cover the medical expenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.